Welcome to the Cryptid Corner, the podcast where we discuss some of your favorite tales, cryptids, monsters, and more, and exactly how they came to be what we know them as today. Welcome to the Cryptid Corner. Let me start first and foremost by saying if this is your first episode, I have been behind here lately, and I am going to up and foremost apologize for that, for my consistency with posting the new episodes, but plan on getting back on track with that, so that way every Sunday, just like before, you can expect your new episodes of the Cryptid Corner to come out. And once again, my formal apologies for that. Just been busy as far as like work and personal life as well, but we are going to dive right in here. And this week at the Cryptid Corner, we're going to be discussing a creature known as, and I am not very certain of the pronunciation, but I read it as cockatrice. And the cockatrice was first described in its current form in the late 14th century. And honestly, if you're a fan of like Good Mythical Morning, I'm not sure if they anticipate like put this creature on their opening as a cockatrice or not. But the little chicken, fire-breathing chicken, it's almost like a cockatrice or cockatrice. The Oxford English Dictionary gives like a different form from Old French cockatrice, which is spelled C-O-C-A-T-R-I-S, whereas like the modern form of the spelling is C-O-C-K-A-T-R-I-C-E. And also from the medieval Latin, calcatrix or calcatrice, it's C-A-L-C-A-T-R-I-X. The translation from the Greek word meaning tracker. The 12th century legend was based on a reference in Pliny's Natural History that was this is a tough one too. So Ichneumon. It's Ichneumon, which is the Greek word for tracker, and it lay in wait for a crocodile to open its jaws for a troculous bird to enter and pick its teeth clean, so much like the birds that pick the ticks like off of hippos. And in the extended description of the cockatrice in the 15th century Spanish traveler in Egypt, it was by this man who was a 15th century Spanish traveler by the name of Pedro Tufer. He makes it clear that this refers to the Nile crocodile when the story is being told about the bird that would pick the teeth clean. And so according to Alexander Neckam's De Naturis Rerum, the basilisk was a product of an egg laid by a rooster and incubated by a toad. A snake might be substituted in the retelling of the story, and the cockatrice it became seen as like the synonymous with the basilisk. And the basilisk it was made popular by like Harry Potter and as well as other different modern depictions of it. But and we'll cover the basilisk in another story, because I feel like it is an entirely different creature than the cockatrice. But the legend has a possible Egyptian folk root as well. The eggs of the ibis were regularly destroyed for fear that the venom of the snakes they consumed would cause a hybrid snake bird to hatch, which could be a cockatrice in some description. They're known to be like a it's almost like a half dragon, half chicken, if you will. And it is thought that a chicken egg would hatch out to be a cockatrice, and this would be prevented by tossing the egg over the family house, landing on the other side of the house without allowing the egg to hit the house. And so some of the abilities this creature is said to hold, the cockatrice says it has the reputed ability to kill people by either looking at them, the death darting eye of the cockatrice, or touching them, or sometimes breathing on them. So apparently this thing is extremely dangerous if you were to ever encounter a cockatrice. It is repeated in the late medieval bestiaries that the weasel is the only animal that is immune to the glance of a cockatrice. It is also known that a cockatrice would die instantly upon hearing a rooster crow, which is fairly interesting for a creature that's so powerful. And according to the legend, having a cockatrice look at itself in a mirror is it's one of a few like surefire ways to kill it as well, which is also very interesting. And we'll discuss a little bit of and it's not so much like modern pop culture that this creature is featured in, but we'll discuss some more of that when we come back from this break. Well, Welcome back to the Cryptic Corner. So in pop culture, and I use the word pop kind of loosely because I'm going to reference Shakespeare to start with. Shakespeare's play Richard III, the Duchess of York compares her son Richard to a cockatrice, and that's, "Oh, ill despairing wind of misery, oh, my accused womb, the bed of death, a cockatrice hast thou hatched to the world whose unavoided eye is murderous." And that was the excerpt from Richard III. A cockatrice is also mentioned in Romeo and Juliet in Act 3, Scene 2, Line 47 by Juliet. In The Worm Ouroboros, Chapter 4, King Groyce shows a cockatrice to grow. There's a little excerpt here too. I've never read The Womb of Ouroboros, but "Behold and see that which sprung from the egg of a cock, hatched by a deaf adder. The glance of its eye sufficeth to turn to stone and living that standeth before it. Were I but for one instant to lose my spells whereby I hold it in subjection, in that moment would end my life, days, and thine. Therewith come forth that the offspring of the perdition from this hole, strutting erect on its two legs, that they're the legs of a cock, and the cock's head it had, with a rumsy comb and waffles, but this face of it like no fowl's face of the middle earth, but rather a gorgon's out of hell. Black shining feathers grew on its neck, but the body of it was of the body of a dragon with scales that glittered in the rays of the candles, and the scaly crest stood on its back, and its wings were like that of a bat's wings, and its tail the tail of an aspic, with a sting at the end of it, therefore," kind of like the manticore that we talked before, "and from its beak a forked tongue flickered venomously, and the stature of this thing was a little above a cubit." Nathan Field, in the first scene of the Honest Man's Fortune, also uses the idea that a cockatrice could kill with its eyes. "Never threaten with your eyes, there are no cockatrices." And that was a phrase from that. A cockatrice is mentioned in Harry Potter as, it's kind of interesting because I mentioned that Harry Potter was also pretty popular for the basilisk as well. A cockatrice is mentioned in Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire by Hermione Granger in Chapter 15. In the video game Boktai, "The sun is in your hand," cockatrice are among the enemies that the player can face in Soul City. A cockatrice is shown as the main antagonist in the Netflix's Little Witch Academia first episode. The cockatrice is also a dungeon boss in the Underground Labyrinth gameplay section of Little Witch Academia Chamber of Time video game for the PS for the PC or the PS4. That's all we're gonna have regarding the cockatrice. Once again, sorry for the late posts and things like that, and for sticking with me, guys. And well, there'll be another episode releasing as well as this one when this one does. So I mean, if you want to support the show, you can always check out merch at crypticmerch.com. We still have that one new Wendigo logo out on a bunch of merchandise there. You can check that out if you're interested. Also, if you're a new listener, you can follow the Cryptic Corner on Facebook, and every now and then bonus content will show up there, like photo albums or maybe even videos. And you know, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, or just reach out with some personal experience of cryptids, lore, anything strange or obscure, you can always contact me with direct message on Facebook or at caseycryptic@gmail.com. And if you're enjoying the show, just be sure to rate and review. It really helps grow the show tremendously, very organically as well. It helps people find it. And more importantly, guys, stay creepy.